with pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, co-travelers and path of spirituality, I take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude to Bhagwan on the occasions of the 95th birthday celebrations, to share with you all how Swami has taken me from stage to stage to for the journey of I, E-Y-E to capital I. Okay, let's begin. I will be giving very brief, quick ones, some pointers, and then come wherever details will be given, wherever Bhagwan has really guided me. Basically, I come from devout family. My father, mother, they were on path of bhakti marg. My father used to bring sages, saints, seers in the house to serve them and seek their blessings for the entire family. When I was 5-7 years old, I don't remember exactly the date, my father once he brought the young sadhu in our house, and he went in the kitchen to bring something for sadhu. I got an opportunity. Innocently, I asked sadhu that, why are you wearing this akka robe? Then he looked at me. He said, you are very small. You don't understand now. You study and get a job. Then you will be able to understand. I told him then, why have you not done that? Why are you advising me what you have not done? He had no answer. Then I continued my studies, finished higher secondary school, joined first year science, which was quite away from my house. It used to take about 1 hour from home to reach the college. First year science. Early morning, I used to go for to start the practicals, chemistry practicals. One such day, one gentleman was traveling with me in double-decker bus, and I was thinking deeply. Person was watching me. Then when I got down for my college, he also got down at that point. Maybe he was going for a business, I don't know. Then he caught me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, young man, what are you thinking deeply? I looked into eyes. I asked him, do you know the purpose of life? What's this all we are doing? Study, get job, get married and die. What's the purpose of life? He had no answer. He put his eyes down and went away. So likewise, I continue my studies to the best of my capabilities and not neglecting anything. I reached finally a chemical engineering. Now, in final year chemical engineering, I had finished all the papers and very severe tonsillitis, 104 fever. I couldn't finish my final paper. And those years, you had to wait for more than a year to reappear, no semester system. Now, what to do? It was a big jolt. I had never accepted any defeat in my life because I used to believe apna hath jagannath, I can achieve anything with my efforts. Then, what to do now? And I was from a humble family. All were waiting for me to complete chemical engineering and start earning. I had no mind to share my defeat, so to say. But I went to my school mentor. He understood. By that time, he had become principal of another school, Swami Vivekananda High School. He said, come, why don't you join temporarily to replace a teacher who has gone on maternity leave? Your mind will be occupied. And it is for higher secondary school, 10th, 11th class, mathematics and chemistry, physics, which is very easy for you. I said, okay. Now, it so happened that this school was engaged in Satya Sai Seva activities, very actively involved. Then, during that period, this was 1968, March, during that period, Swamiji came to Mumbai, which I didn't know anything about Swamiji. And he had organized some get-together, I consider get-together, but students for Darshan. And our school, that where I was working, Swami Vivekananda School, was also invited to represent with the senior students with few teachers. I was chosen to take the students there. Then while we were seated for darshan, they said that Swami will come to give darshan. I said, what is his name? He said, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Okay. He came. I didn't have any attraction or the inclination to go and take his namaskar, nothing. I just saw. Then they said that Swamiji is going to give a speech. Okay? He started on modern education, comparing the Gurukula ashram and what are the ways we can go back to the original systems. Now, he was speaking so high of scriptures and the Puranas and Vedas. So my first impression was, hey, this Swamiji is very intelligent, well-read. Then in between, during the discourse, Swamiji gave one long sentence. The translator couldn't translate in English. And Swamiji himself gave the translation. Then I asked the neighbor, hey, this Swamiji can speak in English, then why did he speak in some different language? Then they said that he has given a promise to his mother, wherever he speaks publicly, he'll speak in Telugu, the mother tongue. I said, oh, he's a man of principles. Then, cutting the long story short, finished my chemical engineering, waiting whatever required time, then got a good job in a very good company, worked there for several years, say 10 years from 69 to, I was continuing, 10 years had passed. Then 78 December, there was a proposal that I should get married, pressure from the company as well as from my parents. So 79 finally got married, and the company gave an assignment to go 2 years to Holland. Then the family from where I got the partner happened to be Satya Sai family, meaning they were devotees of Bhagwan. I had not yet, I was not drawn fully to Bhagwan. So I told my wife, please do not force me to stand or chant Vedas or mantras. I don't know anything. Then she said that in the evening it is our custom to offer aarti to Bhagwan. She was not prepared because I told her, please don't involve myself in any activities. So she was offering aarti using one candle. In the middle of the aarti, I saw that Swamiji was in white robe and the flame of candle, shining face of Bhagwan, looking at me and smiling. I thought that whether I'm hallucinating. I wanted to disturb my wife, but she said, please allow me to finish aarti. In the meantime, one candle became nine candles in semi-elliptical form. All nine saw me, watching me, and giving abhyastha. I couldn't control myself. The chemistry of a chemical engineer was, or being a chemical engineer, the mind was totally unable to absorb. Anyway, many ups and downs I observed in Holland. When I told her that you didn't see this, she said, no. I thought that, okay, maybe my good luck or whatever it is. Whatever problems I faced in Holland, I used to tell her, hey, tell your Sai Baba this problem. And many such things happened, many miracles, which I don't want to, because the focus is not to share the miracles at the moment. Then we finished the assignment, came back to India, but a lot of things happened. My health was not too good because I was working in chemical industries. Doctors are telling many big things. My wife suggested, let's go to Parthi. First time I visited in 1982. Now, here is the very important, significant change. Swamiji came for darshan. And I looked at him. I was fourth from the front row. Those years, there were no such tight security control. Like a prince, I got up and went straight, put my head on Swamiji's feet. I was taken to a different world. I don't know what happened, what current, what vibrations passed through my beingness, that I was in a different level of consciousness. Only thing I remember at that moment, somebody patted me. I got up, went back and sat to my seat. With a firm conviction, he is God. How could I say that? During my father's, he used to invite so many sages, saints, seers from Himalayas and anywhere. He used to ask me to touch their feet. Never, nothing happened. Here, first time, which I couldn't absorb. What was this? There really, chemistry of the mind of a chemical engineer got totally transformed. Then further to add that, I started reading Swamiji's book, in fact from Holland onwards, when I saw miracles happening. And I kept on understanding, putting into practice that what he wants. He says, I am God, you are also God. Only thing is, you don't know, and I know, and you have to remove the impurities from your mind, and the best way is Namasmaran. So I took that as a clue, a best sadhana, every time Namasmaran, even breathing, instead of breathing in and out, Sai Ra, Sai Ra. Walking, Sai Ra. Then, after I came back from Holland, little more stirring started. My health deteriorated, my wife's health, my daughter's health, my father passed away. Then, I had to leave the job because I could see this health hazards. being a chemical engineer in the working in the petrochemical complex. So I had to leave the job, and I was on my own. Then, 1984, one Indian exporter, fruit exporter, he gave me an assignment to go to London and advertise export of mangoes from Bombay to London. One day, I was going to there in London, Western International Market. After getting down from double-decker bus, I had to walk 20 minutes. Every day routine was. So, started the hailstorm. I was not prepared for that. In order to generate heat within myself, I just very loudly chanted, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram. In moments, Swamiji physically appeared there. And putting his hand on my shoulder, told me, 20 minutes we walked together. We reached International Market, and I was fully drenched with the rains and hailstorm, and I wanted to wipe my face. I saw there was not even a drop of water on Swami's robe. So just I wanted to wipe my face, and I saw Swami disappearing in thin air. Like a mad cat. Swami! 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 It gave me a lesson. Power of Namasmaran. Wherever you are, if you chant his name, he can do anything. There are no limitations with him. Now, I'm just giving you the pointers, please. I'm not describing any even in details. Then, 1985, I used to come to Parthi very often, ever since I left my job, early job. 1985, with Swami's permission, Swami sent me to Bahrain, Middle East countries. There, I had to face big music. My immediate boss was very different nature. And before going there, before accepting the assignment, Bhagavan told me a mantra, see God in everyone. With that love and compassion and command from the Lord. So much so that I had taken vibhuti blessed by Swami from here, even the sand under Swami's feet, and I took it to Bahrain. Bahrain, I was made in charge of the water treatment plant, desalination, RO plant, desalination of saline water into potable water. Now, a lot of problems there. But chanting his name, remembering him, was the best solution. My immediate boss used to fire at me. Remembering that Swami, what Swami has told me, I always used to address, yes Swami, yes Swami. Now, see from the spiritual path journey, by facing these difficulties, wonderful thing happened. Not in a year I had completed over there. I felt that I should come here. Why? Because Swamiji had started the MBA course here, 1986. Early 86, I came to know. Then, I came here and got an interview with Bhagavan. Swami said, go, come back in a month's time. I went there, resigned, faced lot of difficulties. So much so that they suspected me to be technical spy. And they sent all my detailed reports to Sheikh of the country. when I came to know that, somebody told me over there, I told them that Sheikh of all the Sheikhs, he has told me, come back in a month's time, resign and come back in a month's time. Let me see who prevents me from going back to India. I did come back. In fact, last day when I was leaving, I met the finance director of the country. He gave me, he told me that here is your visa back and the salary, the bonus, voucher for Packers, first class air ticket for you and your family. Sheikh of this country is so happy with you. Doors of this country are always open. Come anytime. So this is power of his word when he said come back in a month's time. Now when I came back in November, exactly 34 years back, Swamiji appointed me a professor for MBA boys. It was wonderful, joyful occasion. Swamiji asked me, what do you want to do? I said, Swamiji, I want to be here. Very happy. I'll give you a good job. I'll take care of all your problems. Physical, financial, social, spiritual. Leave it to me. Then, soon after that few months, Swami allowed me to go and start the lectures. He gave me wonderful inputs that do not speak to the boys if you are not practiced and if you are not seen what the result is. You can't just preach. Practice first. Otherwise you lose the respect in the eyes of students. That was a very nice input to me. And boys should not be able to find what you tell them in the textbooks. It should be directly your own understanding out of experience. Then, after a few months, Swamiji gave many interviews used to be there, but I'm just picking up the points where it made an impact on the sadhaka. Swamiji, I don't know what happened in one interview after a few months. Swamiji, I asked Swamiji, I know you are avatar. I don't know how to make best use of avatar. I want to listen from avatar's mouth how to make use of avatar. Swami stared at me while distributing vibhuti in the interview, vibhuti packets. He told me just two things, looking deep into my eyes, two things he said. Love. Love is God. God is love. Live in love. Second, said, aham karam, aham, I, is constant. Akar, the form, when it gets attached, it becomes aham karam. Love was very easy to understand because Swami had given so many discourses that love has to be divine love, has to be selfless, unconditional, changeless, fearless, only giving, giving, giving. It is not a business of give and take. So that I could easily absorb. It took me several years to understand what is this aham, I, and akar, form. Okay. 1987, Swamiji gave an interview again in Vrindavan. It was his style of introducing me to the senior people, senior devotees in that interview. He asked me, what's your name? Swamiji Bhavya. What are you doing? I said, Swamiji, Swami has appointed me as a MBA boys professor. What are you doing? What sadhana? First, sadhana word he didn't use. What are you doing? He says, Swamiji, I am a chemical engineer from Bombay University, first class, first, MBA. He said, forget about your chemistry and chemical engineering, sir. Inquire, who am I? Don't waste your time. So, he put me on a path of self-inquiry. I didn't know actually, what is this inquiry, who am I? In my mind I said, Lord, I know that you are Lord. I left everything and I came here and then now you are asking me to inquire who you are. Who am I? Hare? I was, lost. He said, see, I was this thought in my mind and he reflected, look, God is only a signpost. It will tell you the Bangalore is in this direction. You have to walk. You said the Bangalore Atta, Bangalore is coming, Bangalore is coming. Bangalore is not coming. You have to walk towards Bangalore. Oh. Then, I didn't know what is that self-inquiry. I came out. Then somebody gave me a book, Raman Maharshi's book, where, who am I, was the chapter. I said, oh, it's a subject, it's a topic. Then, I really tried my level best to listen to Swami's discourses, go on reading about the self-inquiry, who am I, Swami, what I gathered, Swami advises us to go within. In fact, directly also during this interaction as a teacher sitting there, go within, inquire, who am I? I said, go within where? I started sitting silently, closing my eyes before darshan, darshan used to start 6 o'clock. So if Swami comes well and good at 6 o'clock, otherwise eyes close, after darshan, go and sit in veranda or inside bhajan hall, then morning bhajans. And evening, again after darshan, after bhajan, go on sitting up to 9 p.m. in the veranda. So, I didn't know what exactly is self-inquiry, where do I go? Do I go like Hanuman, he found out the door of his chest and seen Swami Rama inside? What do I do? Go within where? One evening, Swamiji came out from interview room. He was talking, discussing with another, I remember him, it's worth telling his name, Colonel Joga Rao, was like a right hand of Bhagwan for many construction activities. They were coming out and discussing. And whereas I have been given a task to find out, go within and find out who you are. Then Swamiji opened the interview room door. I was sitting in the veranda. Dilemma. Should I open my eyes and look at Swami? Or should I continue the assignment which he has given? Though the monkey mind said, or rather I would say, the debate between heart and the mind. Heart said that, Aray, you are trying to search him here, he is physically there, why don't you have additional darshan? So I opened my eyes, looked at him, and he came, he gave me a very hard pat on my head. Okay, Swamiji went, I finished the meditation of the day. Next morning, I came, as usual, after morning darshan, went and sat inside bhajan hall, to find out who I am. With closed eyes. That day, moment I sat, as if my mind was sucked in where I do not know. Zip! Then what I find myself? Hooray! I am like a transparent sphere. These words do not express what I experienced. It's like ever expanding. goes on expanding. Dimensionless, such a huge sphere. That I am. Oh! This body, tiny speck in me. The building, just one tiny dot. Trees, the roads, the mandir. Ah, not out of ego that, oh, now I know what. No, humbled, full of love, full of humility. Came out. Went to the college. I don't know till today what I taught that day. Afternoon, darshan. As usual, all of us, we came. I sat my usual place. Then, Swami came closer to me during darshan time, looked at me. My gosh, whole thing like a prick to a balloon. Came back to, not normal, came back to abnormal position of what it was. That is normal position. Now mind kept on longing for that taste. Nothing was interesting to me after having the taste of what the universal self is. But continued my sadhana. He shown what it is. Continue. 1989, Swamiji showed displeasure to all the teachers and research scholars. So he stopped talking to them, talking to us, including me. Then finally, it is his game because he wants us to remember over and over again our personal sadhana. Finally, Swamiji came to the institute and he gave a discourse pointing out our mistakes and we are wasting our time. I don't want to go into the details. He went to so much minute details that how to set a question paper, how to talk to a student, how to correct the papers, how to take lectures and involve participation with these students, give them a chance, and some people can express in words, some people cannot, so much. And then he said, I am interested in each one's individual sadhana. And in this Kali age, the only sadhana which will take you to the goal is Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Nam Smaran. I was given a privilege to video shoot Swami's discourse. I was towards the end of the hall. Now it is called multimedia room. And Swami, I was shooting through the lens. Swami signaled me that, hey, keep the camera down. I put the camera down and there was a chair. I went and sat there. You know, chair was an inclined plane, old chairs. I went and relaxed. Oh, now I would only listen to Swami's discourse. Moment I sat there, Swami looked at me, all teachers, the administrators, register vice, everybody sitting there. He pointed to me, sit straight, bad habits. My gosh, what did I do? Because I was sitting like this. Because chairs, inclined, backrest was like that. So I did like this. And all people were looking at me as if I am the culprit. Because of me, Swami was upset with all the teachers. And it was a flip treatment. I was also taken aback. Swami completed the discourse, signaled one boy. He brought the basket of mangoes and Swami was picking up one mango, or rather boy was giving Swami's hand, and Swami was enjoying making each one catch the mangoes. Now for me, everything was only spiritual significance, And when he distributed all, maybe about 90-100 people, teachers, research scholars and administrators and all, I was sitting at the last, near the wall. Swami came, person, boy, gave mango to Swami, Swami's hands. He gave it to the other boy, other person sitting next to me. Then I said, oh, today, even prasadam, I'm not eligible. I don't qualify. So I was crying inside. Then in the meantime, Swamiji selected himself such a big mango from the basket. When he picked up, oh, because I was the last person to be given, I folded, oh, held both the hands. Swami gave such a big mango, and with the pressure, take namaskar. He pressed my head to take namaskar. Again, all eyes fell on me. Hey, what's happening? Even I was totally lost. In the night, contemplating, replaying the video, then I got the answer. Hey, Swami has told me, he has given me a path. It's my duty to be on that path. And don't restart Namasmaran. Because when Swami said Namasmaran is the only way, in my mind the thoughts were going on. Are bhai, 87 you told me that you inquire who am I. I was enjoying till then only my Namasmaran. And now you're telling, go back to Namasmaran. That means 2.5 years I wasted. That was turmoil in me and fight with him inside me. And he reflected this way. So I got the answer that I have given you path. Believe me, when I used to sit for self-inquiry, even Namasmaran, because mind will go to Sai Ram, Sai Ram. You can't stop breathing. But mind was tuned. So that became a habit which was coming in the way of my self-inquiry. And he gave me a nice one to make me straight on the path. See, look at his grace. Now, 1990, Swami restarted summer course. After the gap of 11 years. And that was my first summer course which I attended in Vrindavan. In that discourse, I'm coming to my relevant point. Swami said, 24 hours you should do sadhana. Now sadhana Swami has given me self-inquiry. So, I thought that even teaching is coming in my way. So, I should go and resign. I got clearance from Bhagwan there itself, the last day of the summer course in 1990, 3rd of June. My own way. In my mind I said, Swamiji, I was still video shooting, and Swamiji, when you come closer to me, I want to take namaskar. If you give me namaskar, I will straight go and resign. Which Swami, when I went there, asked Swami, Swamiji, can I take namaskar? He said, take. He lifted his robe and gave me namaskar. 5th of June, I left from there and came and resigned. Now, Swamiji came back from Vrindavan to Parthi. He prompted the desire in the minds of teachers. And I had already resigned, although the dean was not ready to accept my resignation. I told him my meter starts, whatever is the time required, I'm serving that. So, please, don't say that I'm not required. No, but I'll not accept it. It's up to you. Swamiji came on 17th of June. Finally, Swamiji agreed with the teachers in 1990 Sunday morning. Swami called all the teachers for the interview. I was all the time seated, all these days, seated behind a pillar. Swami comes, gives a darshan. Okay, again, back to the task which he has given. He has said, 24 hours, you should do sadhana. to the extent I went and told my wife and daughter that from now onwards I'll be sitting in the corner of the room. Don't ever disturb me. If I need food, I'll open my eyes and ask you. Swamiji called all the teachers, then my mind, you know, hey, everybody is getting interview. I've resigned, but my resignation is not accepted. I'm also entitled to go for interview. So I was the last person to enter, and Swami was at the threshold of the interview room, and Swami gave me a pat, lazy. So now, how to enter? Room was packed, mind you, 70 teachers. Such a small interview room, those who were seen. They were all squeezed to sit. Now, how can I enter? I said, okay, let Swami enter first. Swami entered, they parted for Swami, and I was also following Swami. And Swami sat on the chair, I had no place to sit. So Swami made one quite hefty teacher, hey Dronaputta, get up, you are occupying the place of four people. And he got up, Swami said, you sit down next to Swami's lotus feet. And that guy had to stand on throughout for the interview. Now, here comes the most important thing. Swamiji started, sadhana, sadhana, sadhana. What is the meaning of sadhana? Sadhana is unification of the sadhak, the sadhana, and the sadhyam, the goal. That is true sadhana. True sadhana is living together in a harmonious way. True sadhana is control of senses. Then he came straight at me. Hey Bhavya, kya sadhana karne ko chata hai? That means, hey Bhagya, what sadhana you want to do? He knows everything. He's antaryami. Then, I also had a courage because I was following my conscience as a Swamiji. When I go and take the class, my mind gets diverted from Atma to the other subjects. He did not allow me to complete this. He said, if you segregate, this is spiritual, this is worldly, even in 1,000 births, I will not give you what you want. I was shattered. I caught hold of his feet. Please, Swami, help me. What mistake have I done? Then, because back of the mind was sanctioning authorities telling me, even in 1,000 births, I will not give you. That means every birth, if I keep on taking human births, 70 years on an average, 70,000 years gone, no promise of what I want. Then Swami said, true sadhana is sanctify your time, sanctify your talents. I have given you so many experience. Share with the students. Doing job, teaching is also sadhana. You don't have to do any other separate sadhana. See, I have brought all these students and teachers as Maharshi Tattvas. I am going to cleanse the whole world through these students. They have developed some dust. And I have given you sadhana of removal of dust from their personality. Then, he said, see, in a gunny bag of rice, there will be 4-5 grains of paddy. Paddy is also rice. Remove the husk. Removal of husk is your sadhana. Then, he said, finally, you make them good out of your experience, sharing your experiences with them. Then they will be worthy of being used as instrument in my hands. Then I'll give you what you want. Oh, finally promised. I'll give you what you want. But I have to carry on his instructions. There. One more thing I want to tell you. Swamiji, after showing the path, on and off, any interaction, for me, used to be performance appraisal. The sadhana's performance appraisal. Once in the try session, suddenly out of blue, Swamiji asked me that, "Do you watch TV?" I said, "No, Swami." In fact, professor sitting next to me, this side, that side, in fact, right side person was restless because whole day he used to watch television. And then I said, "No, Swami." He said, "Hey, look into my eyes. Tell me the truth. Do you watch TV or not?" When he said, I looked into my eyes, my mind went back when I was 8, 9 years old boy. What was that? One day my uncle, who was quite youngest brother of my father, as good as my friend, so he had taken me to a night show film, and we came back after midnight. My grandfather was with us. When he opened the door and he scolded my uncle that you are a spoil and you are spoiling the children also. And okay, we slept, and as my habit, every evening I used to walk with my grandfather. He used to give me some oral sums in arithmetic, and I used to find his company very interesting. So next day when I went for a walk with him, he said, "See, Bete, why did you go there? Why waste time and money and come late in the night? You are going for cinema." He didn't say cinema. I said, "Swami, Dad, Grandpa, I had gone for the cinema." "Kya natak dekhta hai?" Means, what natak you are? In those days, cinema or movie, they used to call it as natak. I said, "Why you go for natak? Whole world is natak. And why waste time and money?" He said, "But see, whole world is natak. Remember, what's the meaning of natak? 8, 9 year boy getting this word, natak. Natak is na-atak. Means don't get attached. This is natak. This is world is natak." So when Swami asked me, "Hey, look into my eyes and tell me," my mind went straight to my childhood. I said, "Yes, Swami, I see television, TV. Then Swami told all the participants that, see, now he's telling the truth. What do you see?" I said, "Swamiji, the whole world is television going on." Then Swami raised me to a higher level. He said, "Why do you start TV?" In my mind, I said, "Are, that TV is in your hand, man." He said, "Why do you switch on?" I said, "Swami," he said, "when you show interest in anything in the world, that means you are switching on that channel for you." So, her understanding of what is natak, what is television. Now, 1994, a wonderful thing happened. Swamiji, 7th of June, 1994, Swamiji called us, my family, small family, for interview. Along with that, there was a big Italian group and a group of Mr. Atal Bihari Vajpayee. That time he was MP, and his some associates. Then in the interview room, I'm just coming to the point where relevant to me. Swamiji first started attending to Italian group in Italian language. Not 1 or 2 minutes, some 10-12 minutes. And later on, I found out from one person who knew English, Swami was asking that, "Why have you brought 70 chairs?" And they said, "Swami, is the eve of 70th birthday and we brought wheelchairs to be given here." He said, "Why waste money? Who told you?" Somebody said, other guru said, Swami told them that if you keep looking for many gurus, you will lose the real guru in your life. So like those serious discussion, not making them laugh, just simply few words Swami knows about Italian language. No. Then, in the middle of talking to them, Swami asked, "Mr. Vajpayee, do you know what language I am speaking?" "No, Swami, I am speaking Italian with them because they don't understand even English. So I have to speak in their language." Do you know Italian language? No, Swami. Their declaration, God knows all languages, sir. Okay? Then their attention or attention to me and Atal Bihari ji and his group. He asked me, again, Swami, is the style of introducing me to the VIPs. What's your name? Swamiji Bhagya. What are you doing? Swamiji, I'm professor in Swamiji's college for MBA board. Hey, what are you doing? I say, Swamiji, whatever Swamiji gives me, I take it as a opportunity to do seva. What sadhana are you doing? I say, Swamiji, whatever remaining time, I abide in self. He said very seriously, from now, your sadhana is take everything as God. See, this sadhana. What sadhana? In my mind, lot of things were running. Even crooked person insulting me, fighting, everything God. I have to take everything as God. How is it possible? Then mind went even to, lowest thing that, even fecal matter is God. See, Swami reflected on that. Swami said, dekho bhagya, see, today you eat phala, fruit. Tomorrow it becomes mala, the fecal matter. It's only a question of time. And mind you, this fecal matter is used as a manure to grow again the fruits. So it is just a question of time. Everything is God. Mind you, it's not easy task, huh? It's very easy to speak when you have to put into practice, because he is my master. Whatever he says, I have to put my sincere efforts. So it's not easy to do that. But that is the way. Okay? Now, 1997. Swamiji, like a child, he was so excited appearing to me. That, and many times interactions used to be, because I consider him my best friend, the most intimate friend. So he would also reflect that. He came and told me one evening during darshan interactions, Bhagya, do you know that the cricket, international cricket match is being played here on 30th of December 1997. It will be broadcast. And that day it had so happened that it was very new novelty at that time. Mind you, I'm talking about 23 years back. They gave promise to Swami that Swami will bring some equipment. The match will be live broadcast. So Swami was sharing, see, I said, Swamiji, you have ways and means to give darshan to the millions of devotees. They will watch TV and everybody will know what is Sai Baba and what is Prashanti Nilayam, and they will come running in the pretext of cricket match after seeing the cricket match. He said, no, I don't want quantity. I want only quality. Swami, they will naturally come for their goal, for salvation. He said, no. Swami, your avatar, you have unlimited capacity. Your ship can carry as many sadhakas as you want. He said, no. Not all will get realization. I said, Swamiji, even ordinary masters, spiritual masters, they carry so many disciples along with them in a boat and reach them the goal. Your ship has no limitation. He said, no, only few will reach the goal during the avatar road. I said, Swamiji, how is that? Why? He said, see, you people are now practicing sports for January 11th. Teachers also. And last Sunday, which game you people are playing, before I could say, Swami described everything. He said, see, the one line was drawn for you teachers. All of you are made to stand. How many teachers were there? I said, Swami, 70, 80, maybe 100. And far distance, another line with a flag was shown to you people. And the person sitting near the teachers gave a whistle that you run towards the goal. And in limited or given time, whosoever reaches will be the winner. Not first, second, third. Whosoever reaches within limited time. Then how many did reach? I said, Swamiji, one exactly reached and second one, he touched and time was over. See, only two people reached out of 70 and odd. I said, Swamiji, that game is different. I am talking about your unlimited capacity to carry all of us to reach the goal. I said, wait. Two reached. Where were the others? I said, Swamiji, when the whistle was given, all tried to go there. Some reached very close to the goal. Some maybe 75%, 50%, 25%. Some people one or two actually hardly few steps and then he said, But every one of them had a clarity of the goal where we have to reach. Path was very clear. That's exactly this. During this avatarhood, I have given you the clarity of the goal. I have shown you the path. And if you continue in the same way, just like in your match, game, all would have reached, all will reach if they continue. Time, no time limit, but they will definitely reach. Similarly, each one of us have progressed. Now it is left to us. How much we want, how fast we want to progress. What is the priority we give to reach the goal? He has given the goal clarity. I said, yes, Swami, you are right. Then, now I would like to tell you ultimately, what is that capital I? It's not outside. Goal is not outside. Goal is within. Unfortunately, we identify with this body only. But identify the consciousness. Body is an instrument. Without the body, you can't even experience the consciousness. Consciousness which is universal. In fact, we are attempting to come to USA, Universal Self-Awareness. For that, TOEFL, GRE, all these things are required. TOEFL is not the, TOEFL is here is Test of Equanimity for Liberation. GRE is God Realization Experience. And to get a degree in USA, that Universal Self-Awareness, MS degree, Master of Senses. Then you get BS, that Beyond Senses. Then you get SB, that is Supreme Bliss. All of us have to strive for that. Another way, very easy way, which I found it very reasonable to imagine and experience. See, for instance, in this hall, we call, this is the interview room of Radio Sai. It is a room because of the walls. You remove the walls, the space here gets merged in the space. It is not different space. Same space in another room. Go on removing the wall. Under this building becomes one space. Remove those walls also, boundary walls also. Then the space in this building is same as outside the space. Now, if you identify, consider yourself as a space, subtler than all the five elements, or rather, subtlest of the five elements is a space. Subtler than that is a consciousness, but let us, space we can still visualize. So, if you are a space, would you say that I am only this limited space of the recording room? No. Space is Space knows that because of the wall, it is limited for a particular purpose, particular use. But space doesn't get affected. So identify yourself with that pure awareness, consciousness, life force, the self, the capital S self, the I. When you do that, all other things will lose the significance. In the sense, you will not be affected by good and bad, right and wrong. So this is the way he has shown the path, and go ahead. And mind you, this is not still the final goal. Final goal is prior to consciousness. When you live in consciousness, love everyone, everybody, take as the embodiment of same consciousness, then same consciousness will allow you to transcend the consciousness. You be what you are, that is nothingness. That is the true self, not self, that is true non-dual darshan. I hope with his grace and our sincere efforts, definitely, because of guidance from this avatar, we'll all reach the goal. With this, I take your leave. I hope you have at least enjoyed few points which will help you in the journey of from EYE to capital I to I. Sairam.